Today we celebrate the seventh day of the octave of Christmas. And the octave will finish tomorrow with a celebration of the Most Holy Sacrament and sacrifice of the Mass tomorrow morning. On the eighth day, the feast of the circumcision of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And today again we see the same readings as it is supposed to be. And I notice that some of the older missals have different readings. We're following that missal, the one on the altar, which is the one that was reformed in 1962 by His Holiness Saint John the 23rd. And so today we see again that God speaks about that He's sending us, that He sent His Son to us to save us from our sins. And that we, of course, need to cooperate with that gift of God. And of course, that is what we try to do every day, especially at our attendance at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. As we end this calendar year, 2025, we give thanks to God for all the blessings He has given us this year, and also and especially for all the sufferings and crosses that He has given us this year, that He has sent to us as gifts to help us to achieve salvation in His name. We also celebrate today the feast of Pope Saint Sylvester, and also the feast of a very special young lady from Rome, Saint Melanie the Younger, who was the richest girl in Rome and gave up everything, including marriage, to serve Christ, her Lord. And so, too, we should give up everything to serve Christ, our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And we pray today, and then again tomorrow, that the new year that will begin will be filled with many, many more blessings, and that God may grant us peace and health and everything that we need in this life. And now we continue with our usual prayers.